Welcome to All Being Well, the podcast for not-profit, charity and social enterprise professionals. My name is Claire Warner and I'm a wellbeing strategist and management coach who helps purpose-driven professionals and organisations to recognise and embrace the benefits of individual and workplace wellbeing. I've created this podcast to help you identify some of the causes of unwellbeing in your work and personal life, and to help and inspire you to put well-being at the centre of everything you do and to reap the benefits. We'll be talking about the different areas where using a well-being focus can have a positive impact and talking to people who've already done so they can share their stories with you. Think of this as your regular guide to well-being beyond the yoga and quinoa. Hello. And welcome to this intro episode of All Being Well, the podcast for purpose-driven professionals. I wanted just to have this very first intro episode to introduce to you what the podcast is going to be about, what you can expect, what you might not expect, and just a little bit about me and why I have changed the focus of my career to be about the well-being of those people in the amazing sector that I have loved being in for the last 25 years of my life. And what I mean when I talk about well-being, it might not necessarily be what you're expecting. I just want to kind of set a bit of context about what you might expect over the coming weeks and months. So let's get in, shall we? All Being Well is a name that took me a while to come up with because it does kind of fairly well articulate what I mean by well-being. It means really focusing on all being well, not just on things at home, not just on things to do with our health, not just on things to do with our mental health, but all things being well. What might be possible if, or how might we feel better if we were able to make either some tiny little nudge changes or some really big sweeping changes to the things in our lives that we know currently either affect our well-being or cause us some significant unwell-being. And so you might have heard me or seen me in the past refer to the fact that I don't mean yoga and quinoa and fruit in the kitchen at lunchtime. And I guess that's, so not surprisingly, a little bit flippant, but it's not just what I mean. I don't just mean healthy eating. I don't just mean meditating. When I talk about well-being, what I mean is, well, what do you mean by well-being? Well-being is a really personal, really changeable thing. But generally, there are things in our lives that we know bring us joy, make us feel amazing, make us feel content, make us feel rested, make us feel well. And there are things in our lives that really have a go at hampering that, either deliberately or inconsiderately or totally without knowing it. And so when I talk about, well, let's look at how we might improve well-being, either your personal or your workplace well-being, what I mean is, let's have a look at the things that are causing you unwell-being and what might we be able to do about them. When I first set out on this journey, some of you may or may not know, I had to have a total break from work for just short of a year because I had to receive, thus far, touch wood, successful treatment for breast cancer. And when I tried to go back into work, I just wasn't me anymore. I couldn't do the things that I had previously done. My gut feeling, my gut made decisions on, well, where should we focus or what should we do? All of that confidence, all of that experience that I had built up in the just short of 20 years previous had all been lost. Not, it turns out, permanently, but it didn't feel that way at the time. And it sounds really silly to say, I know, but my well-being after being told I no longer had cancer was actually worse than my well-being while I was doing something about getting rid of it, because I just was lost. I didn't know who I was. I didn't recognize the person I saw in the mirror. I didn't recognize the person who was incapable answering questions. I didn't like it and I didn't know where to go. I was really lucky. The organization I worked in at the time gave me that time to work that out for myself. I was being completely irrational. I wanted to wait and try and get back that purpose and that decisiveness and the enthusiasm, and I just didn't have it. It just wasn't reappearing. Anyway, it was at that point I went to go and look at, what do we do? What on earth do I go and do now? And then I went and found, I watched a TED Talk. I watched a couple of TED Talks. I watched one by Jim Harter of the Gallup organization. I watched another by Professor Kerry Cooper from Robertson Cooper. And I suddenly found this whole concept of workplace well-being. Now, in our sector, in the purpose-driven charity, not-profit, social enterprise, wherever it is you currently spend your days, I know it's ridiculous of me to say that work is only a tiny part of what you do, because for those of us who do work in a purpose-driven role, work isn't only a tiny part of what we do, but we need to make sure that it isn't all of what we do. And that was this trap I had got caught in. I had totally defined myself A, B, and C by my role and about being able to make a difference in people's lives. I don't want to be able to change that, but I want to make sure that I add all those extra bits in around me that say I'm able to do that to the best of my ability. And I'm also able to rest. And I'm also able to spend time with people that I love and who make me laugh and who I have fun with. And I like to go and learn and challenge myself and all those kinds of things. But being able to position those as enabling me to be that change maker better is the thing that took the most work, was the realization that for me to be the best I can be in this sector I've chosen to work in, it means I've also got to go and do all of these other things. They're not just the things that I fit in around the side. And so when I then looked at, well, how can I help? What can I do about making improvements to workplace well-being? Because that's a really important place to us. It was on that basis. It was on that basis of, where do people look after themselves and where do they not? And why do they not? And what are the things that prevent them from doing that? And how can we make them a little bit better or a lot better? And so over the next few weeks and months, however long you choose to hang around and listen, it's on that basis that we're going to talk about all being well. How do we make all well? And when things, because they never are all going to be well all of the time, when things in one area get knocked, how can we make sure that all those other areas are still there to provide some support network rather than one being knocked and them all going to pot? We're going to talk about the things that people have told me, the research we did, tell us regularly cause them unwell-being. We're going to talk about things that we can do to help support other areas, to help make sure that other things are still going really well and we're able to rely on them, we're able to use them as a support mechanism. We're going to talk about how we can address, either individually or collectively as our organisations, some of those things that cause unwell-being. And we're going to talk to individuals who have either got a really interesting experience in that area, or have tried something that's worked brilliantly, or have an experience that is just something that might be interesting or might be useful or might be really motivating for you to hear. It's also really important to me that you hear about the things you want to hear about. So at the end of this podcast, I'll give you a link for you to be able to tell me, well, what would you like to hear covered? Over the coming weeks, we're going to talk about, well, where are the areas within a workplace that we look when we first look at what might be impacting your well-being? We're going to look at outside of work, what are the things that people regularly just don't do or don't prioritize, and what might you be able to do about it? We're going to talk about some specifics. We're going to talk about how to recognize burnout, how to recognize overwhelm, how to challenge some of these things in your organizations. And that's just the first few episodes. But for now, I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to introduce the podcast. And I just wanted to encourage you to click the little subscribe button. And all being well, you'll be hearing from me next week. Find out more, to join my mailing list, and to be notified of when new blog and podcast episodes are launched, head to claire-warner.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. Choose subscribe and sign up. While you're there, take a look in the freebies section. There are some downloads in there around workplace and individual well-being that you might find useful.